guys?
Hey, friends.
Are you guys ready to worship? It's Easter!
Woo-hoo!
He is risen!
He is risen indeed!
Woo! Let's sing!
Wow! Oh, wow! Shabow! Jesus can do anything! Wow! Oh, wow! Shabow! Jesus can do anything!
Yeah.
Jesus.
I can
love like Jesus. I can love like Jesus.
Good job, you guys. Now we need to get ready for this very special, special story. So let's put on our pay attention eyes.
Woo.
Mine are donuts again.
Yours are donuts again? Mine are big, giant light bulbs.
Oh, well, you must have some good ideas today. All right, here we go. Let's grab those listening ears. Put them on. Click. And let's power these down, all right? Zip, lock, and button. And now that we've got all that done, we need to prepare our hearts. So, Pastor Chris is going to pray for us.
Let's
here we go.
Talk to God. God, thank you for Easter. Thank you for what you did. Thank you for being amazing. Thank you for dying and rising again. God, help us to see how incredible you are today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Very cool.
Yeah. Hey, I brought something with me today.
What you got there?
I brought a Bible. It's God's word, and it helps us know him. And all the words of the Bible are true. And we call the Bible the big God story because it tells us all about God and how he interacted with his creation, people, us. And it is big. And his story is big. And he invites you and me and you to be a part of his story.
Ooh, now that's awesome.
It
I'd like
awesome.
To hear that.
It is awesome. You want to start us off?
Absolutely.
How the beginning starts?
Absolutely. The Big God story began in a beautiful garden. And the very first people that God made to live in the Garden of Eden, he named them Adam and Eve. It wasn't long before Adam and Eve disobeyed, though.
Uh-oh. Dum,
and
dum, dum.
Disobey is also known as what?
Sin.
That's right, sin. And sin is what happens when we make bad choices, and we do something that doesn't please God.
Not good.
Because Adam and Eve disobeyed God and made a bad choice, they weren't allowed to be in the garden anymore.
Ooh, I know. There were consequences.
I know, that's not good. Oh. They couldn't be as close to God as they once were. Oh, that would make me sad. But God is good.
Oh.
He never leaves his people alone.
That's right.
God made a promise that someday there would be a Savior. This promised Savior would forgive all of the people who trusted him of our sins and bad choices we make and things that we do wrong. This is good stuff.
That is great
news.
So
we can know God and be with him forever. And so it began. The people on earth waited for the promise to come. There's that waiting again.
Yeah. So one day God spoke to a man named Abraham.
Mm.
The Lord made a covenant or a promise, a very special promise, mm-hmm. that Abraham and his family would grow and grow and grow and grow. And he said that counting Abraham's future family would be like trying to count all the stars.
Can you imagine?
Wow. His family would grow so big that it would become a nation, a very special nation.
I bet.
God's chosen people. They would know God and his great love, and the family of Abraham would be able to show the world the very best way to live, God's way.
Yes.
He wanted the whole world to see the way his people were living and be a part of God's family too.
Mm-hmm.
So God promised Abraham that the people of the world would be blessed because of him. And he told him someday the Redeemer or the Messiah would come from his family.
Can you imagine hearing God say that?
That's awesome.
Oh my goodness. Abraham and his wife Sarah waited many years for God to fulfill his promise. Then it happened. I know, right? Sarah had a baby, just as God promised. God was doing just what he told Abraham that he would do. Abraham and Sarah named their son Isaac. When Isaac grew up, he had a son named Jacob. When Jacob grew up, he had 12 sons.
The family's getting bigger.
Woo, it's a lot of groceries. The family of God grew and grew and grew into a great nation of people. God was always with his people. He used prophets, priests, and kings to talk to his people and show them the very best way to live.
But one day, God was silent.
Nothing. Crickets.
But he was still working in the lives of his people,
mm-hmm.
but he chose not to say anything to them through a prophet or a priest or a king, not one word. So the people had to wait and wait.
Oh my goodness.
And wait and wait for the promise to come.
Wow. Well, after many, many years, God was ready to end the silence. I know,
that's
right?
Good.
Woo! He sent an angel named Gabriel to visit a young woman named Mary. Mm. He told her she was going to have a baby. Now get this. God's son,
wow.
Right? Who would be the savior for all people. The Messiah was coming. This was it. The promise God made in the garden so very long ago.
That was a long time.
Right? The promise to send a savior was coming true.
So on the night Jesus was born, mm-hmm. God sent angels to announce his birth to shepherds in the fields nearby. They were so excited. They had to see this baby. And they told everyone about what they'd seen and heard. The promised Savior was born in Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he didn't stay a baby for long. He grew up in a way that was pleasing to God. He never made a bad choice or did anything wrong. He didn't sin. He always listened to his mom and dad the first time. Wow. Jesus taught people. He taught us the very best way to live. He cared for those who were hungry.
Yep.
He healed people when they were hurt or sick. And he even brought people who had died back to life.
No.
Jesus showed God's awesome power. And he showed that he is God. That's so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
God became man so that he could be the savior and bring us back to himself.
That is amazing. Jesus is the promise. He is the Savior God promised to send. We're forgven of our sins because Jesus' sacrifice.
Yeah.
Jesus came to earth, gave his life on the cross. He paid the punishment for our sins so that we could be forgiven and live with him forever.
That's
when
amazing.
We choose to believe that Jesus died for our sins and accept his love in our hearts and our lives, when we say yes to Jesus, we get to be with God forever.
Forever? And even now?
Yes.
Wow.
It is great news that our sins can be forgiven, but that would be kind of sad to place to the end of the big God story.
Yeah, with Jesus dying and all.
Yeah,
that
with
would
Jesus
be sad.
Dying on the cross.
I mean, it's a good thing.
It is. It's a good thing that it isn't the end of
there's
the
more.
Story. There's more.
Let me tell you about it. Let me tell you more about it.
Okay.
After Jesus died and his friends took the body, they wrapped it in cloth, put him in the tomb,
mm-hmm.
they closed, put a big stone over the entrance.
Oh, yeah, that big
yep.
stone.
But get this. Jesus didn't stay dead. When his friends came back on the third day, Jesus wasn't there. The tomb was empty, and an angel told Jesus' friends that he had risen. He'd come back to life just like he'd promised. Jesus kept his promise. Jesus is alive, friends. He talked with his friends.
Mm-hmm.
He walked with them. He ate with them
mm-hmm.
and told his friends to share the good news that their sins could be forgiven and that they could have a relationship with God again.
Can you imagine their faces?
Wow.
They were like, I know, right? That is amazing. Jesus came back to life. He's alive and he's still alive today. I
yes,
love it. The Big God story still doesn't
there's
end
more?
There.
Wow.
You know why?
Wait.
That's right.
Oh.
That is right. God loves us and wants us to know him and his great love. God wants us to be a part of the Big God story. I know. When we look at the Big God story as one big story, we can see that God is leading his people and loving them the whole entire time. Even when we don't know all of God's plans, he's always with us.
So how do you feel, friends, when you hear that Jesus is alive? How do you feel when you hear that God made a way for you to be with him now and forever?
Hmm.
Yeah, that makes me happy too. And I want to tell everyone I know about the good news. So
mm-hmm.
this week, or even today, when someone asks you why you're happy, why you have joy, you can tell them that Jesus is alive. Let's try it together.
Jesus is alive.
So to respond today, I want you to, let's do it three times.
Okay.
Let's say Jesus is alive three times.
Okay.
And let's get louder each time because it's super important, friends.
Oh, they're
right?
good at this.
Right? So
okay.
We'll start kind of soft.
Okay.
Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive.
Last time.
Jesus is alive.
Woo. Oh, and we can celebrate that today.
Thank you, Lord of heaven, for the beauty that I see. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus, that he came and died for me. I'm thankful, for you are wonderful. Thank you, Lord of heaven, for my holy family.
It's time to wrap up, friends.
Oh, already?
Already. Oh, that was a great, so
super celebration.
How we can be a part of the big God story and what Easter's about, that Jesus is alive.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to raise our hands and say it one more time.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, ready?
Jesus is alive.
Now let's hold our hands up and let's do the blessing.
Let's do that.
Are you ready? Okay, children, may you always remember that you're deeply loved by the God who was and is to come. He will live forever.